Hare Krishna. It's Friday. Generally, my podcasts, English podcasts, take off after the Hungarian podcast. And I was going to answer questions, starting with one from Ishwara Krishna, but as it was, I ended up rambling on Hungarian one, so I'll do the same thing here, and I'll ramble on. Today, some of the devotees, musicians from Hungary, Krishnamayi and Purna Tattva, and Tribhanga Prabhu came for Holy Weekend Festival that we usually have here in the UK. And it's in commemoration sponsored by the Mulji family of a daughter who, I don't know, 11, 12 years ago, maybe even more, left her body. She contacted a fever in Africa and at a very young age, just barely a teenager, she left her body. And so we have this evening a program at the home of Dr. Sundarananda, who did my surgery. Well, that's a very, very nice house with a huge temple room. Actually, temple room's in the basement. Very beautifully done, and it's probably the size of the Manor Temple room, maybe even bigger. And and Madhava Prabhu is also coming. How much I'll be able to participate in kirtan or do kirtan will depend upon how much I'll be able to sing. I don't know if my condition affects my singing ability, if you want to call it that. But it's really going to depend upon how long I can sit. Although I'm sort of getting better day by day, but still the amount that I'm sitting is, well, minimal, because it gets uncomfortable or painful after a while. So I'm either standing or I'm laying down, or half laying down here on the bed. Tomorrow, or Saturday, we usually have program at Soho Street, but that wasn't to be this year. So there's a program going on in the afternoon at the Manor. I don't know whether I'll be able to make any of that, as I have to go in the late morning to Dr. Sundarananda's clinic, and then have some tests done. And then after that, I'll in the evening, there'll be a home at the Mulji family. They sort of a personal remembrance there for friends and acquaintances. And then tomorrow, on Sunday, then there's all day kirtan at the Manor that usually goes late into the evening. And on top of that, my harmonium has been completely renovated or restored at Bina's, with a new bellows, tuning, and other things. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. It's been taking place ever since my last visit here, taking a month to get everything from India and have everything work nicely. So I'm hoping that that it will when it arrives. It's meant to arrive later on today. And then, if there are no complications, which there don't seem to be anymore, I'll be leaving on Monday evening back for Hungary. It's a interesting situation, this whole experience, and it was something that I'd mentioned on my sannyas report form. All sannyasis are meant to fill out a report annually and send it to the sannyas minister and ministry. And so I also did that, and there was one part that says, well, are there any special realizations that you'd like to write? And so what I did write in the comment that I made was that last year, for me, was a real learning experience. Not necessarily a pleasant experience, but it was a learning experience of what Krishna really means about Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. The complications of old age, namely disease, and how disease really affects one personally, psychologically, and in terms of service, most important of all. I've never really been seriously sick, except for when I had malaria once, and that was just for a couple of weeks that I was really sort of unable to do service. But aside from that, up to now in my life, colds were sort of the worst thing that ever happened, and I never stayed inside a hospital for more than a few hours. So, but this this whole episode that began in June, and well, it's more than 6 months, and hopefully is concluded now with this procedure. It's a real experience. It showed me how all my plans for devotional service can sort of go up in smoke as an effect of this type of, or a type of sickness, and how that really affected me, how it affected others, how I reacted, how others reacted. It was a learning experience. I had so many plans for serving this year, or last year. My plan was to actually really travel very extensively throughout Hungary. I wasn't able to do that. Traveling was the last thing I was able to do. I ended up spending two unscheduled months in New Rajadam, where I was, anyway, if you know what a catheter is, followed around everywhere by the catheter. I couldn't even go into the temple room. I couldn't dress the deities. I was horizontal for quite a long period of time, which is also a new experience. And although devotees were very accommodating and they really really sat back and didn't voice any particular expectations of me, but still some of that was there. As soon as you're a little better, then immediately, at least for some devotees think, well, everything's okay, and then it's business back as usual. But it wasn't business back as usual. I ended up having to participate in meetings sometimes laying down. In fact, often I was laying down on a cot as opposed to being able to sit up, or I'd have to stand. There were visits to the hospital and to doctors. My whole schedule which meant that the other devotees' schedule in the yatra was at the mercy of when doctors or hospitals were able to accommodate me. So it was interesting, but most of all was how do I deal with this internal pressure? I'm brainwashed or programmed in a certain way. How Srila Prabhupada really sort of taught his disciples, and what he expected of his disciples when he was with us was to, as he said himself, that he wanted the benediction to be able to serve until the last breathing, to fight on the battlefield like Arjuna. And not being able to do that puts on this incredible internal psychological pressure of having to serve and follow Srila Prabhupada's example and not being able to do that, a very difficult thing to digest and cope with. And that's why I think devotees can see, particularly Prabhupada's disciples and followers, how even in conditions of ill health, they keep traveling and preaching and taking on responsibility and doing what they do, because that was the way that we were trained. So that was, I mean, there's more to say, but now I've already sort of gone on in this other direction, and I didn't address Ishvara Krishna's question, which I'll try to do tomorrow. But that was the report, and it's an interesting phenomena and something that I learned from. One thing I learned from it was how to relate to other devotees, elder devotees who will be in similar, who are in similar situations, and to sort of modify my expectations from them. I'm putting into plan how to modify my own expectations from myself, and how I'm going to actually deal with that in terms of my own training and upbringing of always doing 100%, and how I'm going to communicate that also to others, and have them learn how one has to deal a little as people sort of go through different phases of life. One has to expect less from them and burden them less with things. Just like since I've been here in England, I've been sort of, even over the last few days in this condition, I've been sort of involved in three different issues, of course, which don't really affect me, but something that also I need to learn from, that at a certain point we need to let our older devotees really sort of retire partially, wholly, depending on their own circumstances and desires, from responsibilities, and let them serve and practice according to what their abilities are, which, sad to say, become more limited as age or this so-called infirmity or infirmities grow on. So that's it for today, and more tomorrow, and Hare Krishna.